With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's a strong message from Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts to critics of judges.
Chief Justice John Roberts is warning personal criticism of federal judges is dangerous and it's got to stop. President Trump has been critical of judges who don't rule in his favor. Just days ago, the president called a federal judge who ruled against the administration wacky, nasty, crooked, and totally out of control. In a speech at Rice University in Houston, Roberts was careful not to single out anyone or mention any names. He says criticism of judicial opinions comes with the territory, but it's different when the criticism moves away from legal analysis and becomes personally directed hostility. I'm Ed Donahue.
The SAVE Act, or Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, is being debated in the Senate despite the fact that right now it does not have the votes to pass. Senate Majority Leader John Thune was asked why he's bothering with lengthy debate on a bill that has little chance of passing.
At the end of the day, I just don't know how you defend a position that you need to be a citizen in this country, not only to register to vote, but also to be able to show an ID when you vote. And we'll see how long the Democrats want to defend that position, and maybe none of them will be won over at the end. That's entirely possible. But I think the having the fight, having the debate on the floor of the Senate is important.
President Trump is one of the biggest supporters of the legislation, but the bill needs 60 votes to move forward because of the filibuster rule. Israel killed two senior Iranian security officials in a major blow to the country's leadership. Iran, which confirmed both killings, renewed its attacks Wednesday on its Gulf Arab neighbors and Israel. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 46 points, the S&P 500 advanced by 16. This is SRN News. American Support Evangelism correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to the Beckett Fund's latest Religious Freedom Index, 75% of adults in this country support the right of people to tell others about their faith. Beckett says this is one of the highest numbers on record on this question and is being driven by interest in faith amongst younger Americans. Beckett spokesman Lori Windham says, quote, "Religious freedom isn't limited only to what happens in houses of worship. It's about how people live their lives and build their communities." Michael Harrington reporting.
One of the hottest tickets in Rome this week is to a four-lecture series on the Antichrist given by Silicon Valley tech billionaire Peter Thiel. Thiel is not a theologian. He's a co-founder of PayPal and Palantir, the data mining company that works closely with the Defense Department. He's also openly homosexual, telling the Republican National Convention in 2016, "I'm proud to be gay." This is SRN News. Medical device maker Stryker says it has contained a cyber attack that caused widespread disruption to its businesses.
Last week's cyber attack affected Stryker's operations, including systems that support customers, ordering, and shipping. An Iran-linked hacking group claimed responsibility, claiming it was in retaliation for a strike on a girls' school in southern Iran. Michigan-based Stryker has 56,000 employees and operates in 61 countries.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. A rare March heat wave is pushing San Francisco close to 90 degrees and setting records across the West. The unusual weather is part of a winter heat wave baking the U.S. West this week. Phoenix is expected to top 100 degrees, which it's never done before March 26th. Records were also falling in Los Angeles and Southern California. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.